At first glance, this reading that we just heard, this gospel reading, sounds like a healing story, a story of healing. You know, when we look at the scriptures, particularly the gospels, there are miracle stories, there's parables, there's different kinds of almost categories. And we say, well, this is a healing story. Jesus healed somebody. Certainly did. Certainly part of what the story is, I think. This is a story of a Roman soldier, a centurion. Most centurions, we're told, were rulers, had authority, not rulers, but had authority over about 80 to 100 soldiers, probably why they're called centurions. And he's a Roman soldier. I guess he has a relationship with some of the local Jewish community. It says he helped build their synagogue. And this centurion has a slave. We don't know who this slave is. We don't know if it's a male or female, but it's a slave who is ill. And so the centurion says to his Jewish leaders, would you go to Jesus? It's an interesting kind of dynamic. Will you go to Jesus and have him come and heal my slave? And Jesus decides to do that. And as he's arriving, the centurion says, well, he doesn't really need to come here. You know, I have people under my authority. I know I just say something and it happens. And all Jesus needs to do is say it and it will happen. And Jesus does heal this person, yet never really meeting them, and is very impressed with that faith. And so we think, okay, that's the end of the story. Wonderful story, story of healing. But I think on a deeper level, there's a lot we can hear from this reading besides a healing story. This really, in many ways, is a story of Jesus breaking down some of the barriers of his tradition. One of the things we need to always remember is, we sometimes do this, when we read the scriptures, we turn Jesus into a Christian. Jesus was Jewish. He was raised Jewish. He was shaped from the Jewish tradition. It's who he was. It's how he came to know this God. And see, he lived in that Jewish tradition. And yet, in many ways, there's a prophetic side to him that we see come out where he begins to stretch some of those defined areas, begins to stretch some of the barriers, goes sometimes beyond the walls of his tradition. And this is one of those examples where he reaches out to this Roman soldier and grants this healing, this miracle of healing. You know, it's been said, you know, Richard Rohr often says that when we look at the story of Judaism in the scriptures, we're not just looking at the story of Judaism, we're looking at the story of religion. Because all religion has common characteristics. And many of us in our Christian tradition can have some of those same characteristics. And so it's a lesson and teaching for us of Jesus growing up in this particular tradition and yet beginning to not be so much exclusive as some religious traditions can become. Not being exclusive, but striving to be inclusive, to gather folks together beyond the defined group. You know, so often in religion, you know, there's us and there's the non-us. You ever hear that you know, that phrase? There's us and non-us. But Jesus never really saw it that way. Jesus had this, well, it's the word we use oftentimes in our creed. Jesus had this Catholic sense, this inclusive sense, this universal sense of gathering folks together. And the church lived into that. Think about this. The early church, in putting together our sacred texts, took the sacred text of another religion and made it part of our sacred text. I mean, two-thirds of our Bible is Jewish. How more inclusive can you get? This stretching out and taking in a whole other faith tradition, a whole other religious tradition, and saying, but these texts are important to us too, as well as the letters and the Gospels, different writings that were done. So there's a sense of this being inclusive, trying to reach beyond ourselves and include. St. Paul, who we're named after, was one of the great preachers in the early church, the great teachers in the early church, that began to make that happen, who began to go out to the wider world, to the Gentile world, to the world for the Jews that was not us, but them. And that's where Paul went and preached this message of the gospel. And the church began to live into that tradition. I think we in the Episcopal tradition, 2,000 years later, are still trying to live into that and hear that call, hear that way of living the gospel message. It can be challenging. It can be very challenging to live this message of going beyond. We use phrases here in our diocese of, you know, let's go to Galilee, go beyond ourselves, go to those who are not part of us. Bishop Curry, our presiding bishop, uses the phrase the Jesus movement. Jesus, you know, moving people to walk with him, to gather with him, and to transform this world. But over the years, it seems to me, this is a thought I want to share with you this morning. I've shared this before, but it really speaks to this, to me, to this gospel reading this morning. There are some in the Christian community, some of our brothers and sisters, who live in what I call the three B's. Remember the three B's? Believe, behave, belong. Some of our fellow Christian brothers and sisters start with belief. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you accept Jesus as your Savior? So, you know, that language of starting there. Then, okay, so behave as a believer. You believe these things? It's sometimes it's very much up here, believing in things, but then how do you live your life? How do you behave? And if you do all those things successfully, I may be exaggerating a little bit, but as you do all those things successfully, then you can belong. Then you can be one of us. Does that sound somewhat, I may be exaggerating, but it's kind of a way that we see the way we come into this faith, this living out the message of Jesus. I think, and if we look at the life of Jesus, it was almost flipped. Jesus didn't start with people by saying, "Do you believe in me?" Jesus said to people, "Come on, walk with me, move with me. See these folks I'm with? Come walk with us. Walk with us. Just be with us for a while. And as you are able to be with us, you'll come to know who we are and how we see the world and how we act in this world, how we behave, I'll use the word behave in this world, how we treat each other, how we interact with the world. Just come be with us. And may we learn from you as well. As God's working in your life, as you belong to us. And by belonging to us and walking with us and beginning to see perhaps this transformative action in your life as you begin to be transformed into seeing the world and behaving in a different way, hopefully you'll come to believe, as we all will, as we all come to know this God in our lives. It's a life journey. I think while many of us in the Christian tradition follow this believe, behave, belong, I think Jesus said, hey, belong. Just be part of us. And then learn who you are. And hopefully that will lead you to faith, lead you to believe. And I think we see that in this reading today. Jesus is continually reaching out beyond the boundaries. Jesus is going beyond the walls, building doors, not putting up barriers, but building bridges to connect to folks in this world. And so as we gather together today, may we hear that story in ways that we can be called beyond ourselves, to invite folks to belong, to not see the world as us and them, or us and not us, but to see this gospel, this Christ, this cosmic Christ who has come for all of creation, for all of humanity. The gospel is meant to be transformative for all of us in this entire world. And may we hear this gospel today as a call for us here at St. Paul's to follow that movement, to follow that path, and to live ever more deeply into this Christ who's come among us that we may come to know through each other and through this Christ, the Holy One, God, who has created us and has been so gracious to all of us.